Sie bei Köln nicht mehr mehr rein. So the Tosis is basically has two towers that they talk about. And the parallel Tosis in Chagiga is divided on two different topics. One is on Yutes and one is on Kofala. Two different topics. So yesterday, we gave the four answers to the shiur that the Rabbi Tom raised regarding the topic of Natsik with Katafis. The Pashup Shat and Natsik with Katafis ain't a Hebrew is because it's Zeichla. That's how the Rambam says. Pashup Shat. So the problem was that here the Mishnah in Taurus, the last Mishnah in Perek Ches, and Taurus says that Natsik the Katafis is a Nechibur, and the Gemara Chagiga, Dr. Tessam and Aleph says that in the Guma HaTachtoino, Kuli Alba Lo Pligi, all the Tanoim agree, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, all agree that you can't be Toivo, because there's a Katafis, there's a Chibur, the Chardalis, the water that's rolling down the side of the mountain, is Mechaber, the middle Mikvah with the bottom Mikvah. So this was the kasha of the Rabbi and Tom. So we worked on the four different answers. The Rabbi and Tom's answer, and the Ri's answer, at the end of the Tosis, the Yosef Meir's answer. What was the fourth answer?
The Rash.
Yeah, the Rash and the Rambam. Yeah. So we don't pass like that Gemara. The Stakas Tira, we don't pass like that Gemara. Then the second half of the Tosis. Second half of the Tosis on Tezayin Amar Aleph, it's about halfway down. There are very wide lines, and then there are intermediate signs, like half of the Amud. So the lines that go through half of the Amud, in the middle of that section, it says Od Hiksha, where it says in parentheses Mishnah Zayin, so the line above that. Line above that reads, Od Hiksha, the Rabbi Natan was bothered in another kasha. The Hocha Mashma, from Magimar would appear, it only Mashka Tafeach is Ein Chibur. But if you have Tafeach Hamanos Lahatfiyah, then the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanina, that's the third line from the top in Adav. Tanina Tafeach Lahatfiyah is a Chibur. From the Mishnah in Taharis, you can't tell. This says Mashka Tafeach Ein Chibur, you can't tell. Maybe even Tafeach Hamanos Lahatfiyah is also Ein Chibur. But the Brice adds on that point. Tafeach Latfiach is a Chibur. So shine, so good. So Tafeach Hamanos Latfiach is a Chibur. So how come it says in the Mishnah is that if you have a mikveh that's Mayim Shuvim next to a mikveh that's Mayim Ksherim, you have to have an opening Kishvaferes Hanod. Why do you need such a Chibur? Kishvaferes Hanod. Kishvaferes Hanod is Shteyat's voice. Chazus Lim Kaima. The Pashab Shtad. Shteyat's voice says, the Rambam quotes in Tasefta that it says the Ferish. Shteyat's voice, Chazus Lim Kaima, is the first two fingers leaving out the thumb. First, the fingers of the Pasayad. This is the Pasayad that has four fingers on it. Tasefta is very explicit. So it says, the first two fingers, Chazus Lim Kaima, going like this. They're very machman. When they make them close down, they're very machman not to rely on that. They need a bigger negative. Okay. So that's what the Rambam quotes the Ferish on the Tasefta in the voice. So that's Rabbi Natam's kasha. Hod hiksha the Rabbi Natam, yes, another kasha. No, hamashma tafeach latfeach abi chibur. It's not mashma, it's kemat explicit, no. It says tafeach latfeach is a chibur. So the fair is tafeach latfeach is a chibur. Why does Taisa say mashma? Because the Ri is going to do away with it, because he's going to say, no, tafeach latfeach is a chibur. Only goes for the purpose of Hashokah. It only goes with respect to Rabbi Yudah's din. Nachamon. The Gemara says, Dilma linya mikvos Rabbi Yudah he disnan. Only goes according to Rabbi Yudah. What's Rabbi Yudah's din? A mikvah that has haboim som mechubonis. Yod shnayim v'tov in the bazaar hazeh. Vishen tov hasheni tamer. Rabbi Yudah oimer. Rabbi Yudah's mekvah. Hoi ragdash ha vishen. Nogis b'mayim. Af hasheni tohor. So the Gemara says the reason why, because there's water tefech hamanos latfech on his body that's rolling down into the mikveh. So that's that brisa that says tefech hamanos latfech as a chibur goes on that case. And maybe with respect to being machsher a mikveh that shuvim by hashokah, maybe they, you need more than tefech hamanos latfech. Let's see. That's where Rabbi Natan's kasha. Oh, mashma. It's not explicit. It's only mashma because one can dingzach and say that tefech latfech is only a chibur with respect to Rabbi Yudah's din. And one can argue that Rabbi Yudah's din is only a chibur by the Rabbanim. The Gemara says in The Gemara has two Shinas in Chagigi Yotel Sem and Aleph. That's the way it's usually assumed. Yudas Kula is only when the whole need for the Tefillah and the Mitzvah is only the Rabbanan. So the steel is the Perkvav, the Mitzvah is Tanan. And it's quoted in the Yibamas, and it's quoted in the Chagigi, but Chok Aleph on the face. Here it's Mitzvah is Kishofer Sandor. But Ovio Bahalol, Kishdez Bois Kosis and Kaimim. So that's much bigger than Pefeach Ramanos Lahatviach. That's the steer. So Rabbi Tam says he thinks the answer is on Rabbi Tam. The neck of the Inon Kishroferus Anod. On the mind study of the Tefech Latvia. That's the Teretz. What's the Teretz? What does it mean? So the Pashtus is. We mentioned yesterday the Gemara in Chagiga, same Daf, Daf Yitesim and Aleph. The Gemara says that if you have a wave flies out from the ocean and flies in the air and it lands on the ground. So if someone is holding a kli or someone is jumping into the wave as it's flying in the air, so there's no tefillah ba'avir. That's for sure not. When it lands on the ground, then it continues to splash on the ground. So then it will be mitahir b'zochlin, because the water from the ocean, we assume, is mei mayon, and a mayon is mitahir b'zochlin. Notvin, if it's mei gishomim or hashara shlogim, if it's melted rains or it's melted snow or rainwater, that's only mitar b'yashborchi. But mei mayonis is mitar b'zechlim. But the zechlim is only good if it's rolling on the ground. If it's flying in the air, then there's no tefillah ba'avir. So what's the aside of that din is no tefillah ba'avir? That every mikvah and every mayon has to have a makamah mikvah and a makamah mayon. It has to be mitzurah to a location. So if you have 35 saw in one mikvah, 35 saw in another mikvah, and there's a wall separating in between the two, so they're two different mekaymas. One mafim, there's a mechitza, that's mafsik, just like in Hilchus Shabbos. There's a concept of a mechitza is mafsik, just like in Hilchus Tumah. There's a concept that there's a mechitza that's mafsik, so the Tumah sometimes doesn't transmit to, depends how big an opening is. But if you have a mechitza, then it's kodesh, it's b'shnei Tumah. So here also, if you have a mechitza, so this is one mafim, this is a different mafim. You don't have 40 saw in the same mafim. So the Rabbi Tam says you have to accomplish two things. First of all, you have to have a hole. If the wall is so, it separates between the two bodies of water. And it's a wall that goes all the way up to the ceiling, and you're just going to have a tiny pinpoint of a hole in between. So they're two different mekaymas. In order to be mechaber, the mekaymas, you have to have, like in Hilchus Shabbos, let's say, you have two different areas. You have let's say you have the big Gemara is mukav mechitza around and around. Then you have a mechitza where the two amudim combine. So you have a mechitza over here, 10 amas, and a mechitza here, 10 amas. Then you have 100 amas missing in the middle. So you have 10 amas on this end, 10 amas over here. It's paris merub alo emek. So that's one makam. So there's no mechitza at all. So here also, if you have a wall separating between the water over here, the water over here, so the water of the mikveh is not in one makom. You have to have a major hole in the wall that it should be considered one makom. So that what size does the nekev have to be? So in Hilchus Shabbos you have to have paretz merub alo emek. What size does the nekev have to be in Hilchus Mechitza over here that it should be considered one makom? So the Rabbi Tam says if the nekev is kushaveris hanot, that's a shear in the nekev. Yeah, but what does it help me that it's in one makom? Let's say there's one big room. There's one big swimming pool, and the floor of the swimming pool is not level, and all the rainwater that collected there is all in two different locations. Part of it is here, part of it is here, and the floor of the swimming pool goes up in the middle. So there's no mechitza to be mafsik. It's all one makma. You don't have 40 saw together. You have 35 saw over here, 35 saw over here. The two are not connected. So you need, number one, that all the water should be in one makam. Number two, that the water should be mechubar. So for the chibra of the water, the Rabbi in the Tam says that's sufficient with tefech hamanas latvia. That's what it says in Agimar. And to make it that the makamas are considered one, that's a shir in the nekev. So the shir in the nekev is kishkaferes hanur. So the Ri is not happy with that. He says he thinks it's against Mishnayis. Because there's a Mishnah that talks about the two mikvahs, one next to the other. The Ri disagrees with this answer of the Rabbi Natan. He says that the nekev has to have shofaris hanot, but it doesn't have to be all filled up with water. That's not necessary. So the Ri says it's wrong. The whole nekev has to be filled up with water. It's not enough if you just have Kishra Feris and not. How does he know? It's not the mikvah, it's Kosel Shabin Shtei Mikvah. You have two bodies of water, let's say 35 psalm, one side, 35 psalm, the other side. You don't have 40 psalm one location. So if you have a big crack in the wall, let's say you have a crack in the wall that's, this is more than an inch. There's voice close to Mekam is more than an inch, something like an inch and a half. So let's say you just have a crack that goes vertically, divides the whole wall vertically, only an inch. Less than Shvaferis Anav. Only an inch that cracks the wall from the top to the bottom. Or only an inch that cracks the whole wall from one end to the other. And the waters of the two mikvahs and b'chul b'yachad, but you don't have a Shvaferis Anav. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. Which way does the crack have to be that it should be considered one big mikvah? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. That's a mikvahs peregvah Mishnah test. Koysel shebein shtei mikvahs shenizdak is a crack l'shesi. The chassis means vertically. So if the crack is vertical, then it's starved. Tanakam holds. If the crack is vertical, then the two mikvahs are considered one big mob. If it's le'erev, what if the crack is nachamol? Chassis means horizontal. Chassis means this way. This way is horizontal, no? So if the crack, the Tanakam holds, if the crack is chassis horizontal, so then it's mitzdarif the two together. If the crack is le'erev, the crack is vertical, eidim mitzdarif. Unless you have a makam echel kishva feres another. Buda disagrees and he holds everything pun faker. If the crack is shesi, if the crack is horizontal, then it's not mitzdarf. If the crack is vertical, then it is mitzdarf. Fine. But if you have shva feres another, then everybody agrees that it's good. So then what does it say? This makalekis only is... the din that if you have shva feres another, that it's mechaber the two mikvahs. If you ask beferes anod, you don't need that the crack should be all the way horizontal or all the way vertical. Just one nekiv kish beferes anod is good enough. But then it says, what happens if the waters are slushing over from one to the other? You have two bodies of water on either side of the wall, and there's a wall that's mafsik in between, and the wall doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling. The wall stops at a certain point, and the water slushes over the top from one to the other. So then it says you don't need a full shvaferes anod of water. How does it say? Nifritzu melamayla zeh letoch zeh. If the wall doesn't go all the way to the top, to the ceiling, and the water goes on top, arum keklipas hashum, arochel kishvaferes anod. If the depth of the water is klipas hashum, the assumption being that klipas hashum is more than tefer hamanos lahatviyah. If the depth of the depth of the water is klipas hashum and the width of the water as it goes over the top is rochel shvaferes hanod, the middle of the shvaferes hanod, yeah, the shtei etzbois, ein shtei etzbois, so that is good. So the Rebbe says, don't you see from the Mishnah that the shear Rebbe Yudin and Tanakam had a machlekes, which way does the crack have to be that everything should be mechul b'yachad? So one said a horizontal crack, one said a vertical crack. But in the situation where it's not good, either the hole has to be horizontal, they have the crack is vertical. It has to be vertical, has to be horizontal. And then yours is horizontal, it's no good. Then it says if you have Kishvaferis Anod is good. So the Shvaferis Anod that Mishnah is talking about says the whole Shvaferis Anod is filled up with water because the whole thing is on the bottom where there is water. Because the Mishnah continues to say if the wall that separates between the two bodies of water doesn't reach the ceiling and then the water slushes over from one to the other on top, then you don't need a Shvaferis Anod. So the Reis Tain against Rabbi Thomas, you see from the context of the Mishnayos, that when you need a Shvaferis Anod, the whole thing has to be filled up with water. So what's Taka the beer in the Reis? Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik just has a few words. He says he gets the impression that the Ri in principle agrees with the Rabbein Tam, that Shvaferis Anod is not really a shear in the water. It's a shear in the nekev. If the wall doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling, and the water slushes over on top, then you don't need a full Shvaferis Anod on top. You just need room klipas hashum, the thickness of the klipas hashum, aroch of the kishvaferis anod. But you don't need a whole Shvaferis Anod. It's only if the nekev is below the surface of the water. So he says that in principle he thinks that the Ri is in agreement with the Rabbi Natan, that the shear for the neck of Ishva Ferasani just holds that the part of the Ri holds that the Rabbi Natan Svara doesn't make sense. The part of the necker that doesn't have any water in it is not considered a necker. That's why you have to have water filling up the whole necker. Masheini can on top, you don't need such a big necker. On top, since the wall separating the two bodies of water doesn't go all the way to the ceiling, so then the chibur of the two mekaymus is easier to accomplish. And all you need is room to klipas hashem, the depth of a klipas hashem. But you don't need a full shvaferes. You never need a full shvaferes anod in water. The lamata, when you need a shvaferes anod filled with water, that's because the part of the nekev that's not filled with water doesn't count as a nekev. But in principle, the reed probably does agree with the Rabbi Natan. The shvaferes anod is a shear in the nekev. So the Rabbi Natan only was working on a steer between two sources. The reed is working with a steer, a third source. Of room kiklipas hashum. So what's going to be the answer on that? So the Ri thinks that that's a machlekes hatanoim. He says that what it says in our Gemara, the tefiach hamanos latefiach is a chibur. The Gemara says that this is alibid Reb Yudah. Dilma leni mitfos Reb Yudah. Maybe the only tan who says like that is Reb Yudah, but the Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon hold that. The Tefeach HaManos LaTefeach is not sufficient. The Mishnah is that say you need room to keep the Hashem, that's probably the Chacham. They hold like that. then the Ri suggests, Oida Meri. Oida Meri, then he adds on, how does he say it? The nearer the Dafka Rabbi Yudah, the saga of the Tefeach LaTefeach, the line begins with the words, the Dafka Rabbi Yudah. Near the doctor, Rabbi Yudah Sag B'Tefeach LaTefeach, our Gemara says, Al Rabban Tzor Kiklipas Hashum, Baruchim Shtei Tzvois. That's exactly the Machlokes, Rabbi Yudah and the Rabban. Our Gemara says, Aliv Rabbi Yudah, the Shir Chibur is Tefeach LaTefeach, and the Rabban hold that the Shir Chibur is Rum Kiklipas Hashum. Then the Ri adds on another svar. The Olodah Mari could even meet Afil Aliv Rabbi Yudah Isle Tefech Latvich Chibur Beraglav Nogas B'Maymal and Kerach Gudaches. Maybe the only time Rabbi Yudah says Tefech Latvich is good is this funny case, where the fellow has Raglav Nogas B'Mayim. But in any other case, maybe Rabbi Yudah will also agree that you need to share room Keklipas Hashum, as it says in the Mishnah in the Kvos that he quoted. But in the middle of the Tosis, they in the first part of the Tosis, Tosis drew a distinction between Notzoik and Katafris. Our Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Taurus that both of them, Notzoik and Katafris, both of them made a chibur. And the contradiction that they found from the Gemara Chagiga that says that it is a chibur doesn't really say on both Notzoik and Katafris. The Gemara there is talking about Sholdosh Gamimiyos, and there's a katafris, there's the hardless of the rainwater is rolling down the side of the mountain. So that's not Notzik, that's only katafris. So Tosfos says, even if you will accept, see the Rambam paskins like the third sheet in the Tosefta, that's what the Rush in the end of Tara said, we should paskin like, that the Mishnah paskins like the third sheet in the Tosefta. So we ignore the whole Gemara Chagig. Forget about it, it's not La'alocha. And even if you do accept that Gemara, like the Ri and the Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan said Katafris is good if you mechaber a mikveh shalom to a mikveh chaser. And the Ri said it's even good a chaser with a chaser, 20 with 20, Katafris is good. The only time Katafris is no good is when you want to make a shoker. But if you mechaber two mikveh is to constitute to make a mikveh yesh miyai, mikveh choriso, the Ri holds that it is good. So those Rishonim say Katafris is good based on the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yutes, the Rina Rabbein Tam, all that. Sometimes Katafris is good, so Tosfos said that's only Katafris, not Notzik. Notzik is when it's flying in midair, and Katafris when it's rolling down the side of the mountain. So Tosfos says they think it's only Katafris, this room, we in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Rambam. So we forget about the whole Gemara Legamre. But even if one would have adapted the sheet of the Ri or the Rabbein Tam, so Tosfos modifies it, it's only Katafris, not
not so. And katafra is only a chibur if the water that's rolling down, the water from the upper location is going to roll down into the lower location. But stam katafris, and this water is not going to roll down, then it's not a chibur. Who says? Let's say you have the gimel gavamiyos, you have 20 saw, 40 saw, 20 saw. Then you have the chardel shel sham rolling down the side. Who says that the whole 40 saw is going to roll down? The 40 saw is not going to roll down. The 40 saw is going to remain there. That's on a plateau. The chardel shel sham is rolling down. A big slush of water rolling down the side of the mountain. So according to the way Tosis modifies it, that the Gemara Chagiga is only talking about katapris. It's not talking about Notzoik. And it's only Katafras where the water is going to roll down. Like over here, Rabbi Yudah says, Ragum Shalmisha Nogas Bemayim. So the water on his body is going to roll down into the mikveh. So that's why it's been starved for the mikveh. But who says over here, the whole plateau with the 40 saw is going to roll into the bottom mikveh? No, who says, how does the Rabbi Nitam know that that's the pshat? Right on the first medium-sized line. Niu notza garua mikatafes lefisha kibur shala notza kaimet boavir. Kolahave chibur afilu sofa libo. And when is it a chibur? Only the katafres, because it's sofa libo. Sofa libo is the water on the, rolling on the side of sofa libo. Not the 40 saw in the middle mikveh. Who says that that's sofa libo? Where does he get that idea that the whole middle mikveh with the 40 saw is also a leap into the bottom? I didn't think that it was. It's going to stay there. The water on the chargol shel sham is going to roll there, but not the. Who says the chargol shel sham has 40 saw? The middle mikveh, the gimel gamamias, the middle guma. As
maybe, maybe it means that as the rainwater comes down the mountain, it's like an apple saw into the mikvah of 40. That's 40. And in the end, all of that 40 saw is going to end up downstairs. So it's going to get a new 40 from the harvest. And the 100 from the harvest is coming down. So all of that water is going to end up downstairs anyway. It's going in and going out.
But how do you know that that's what it means? How does Tosis know that that's what we're talking about? That all the 40 saw is going to be sofa lipal into the bottom mikvah. Maybe it's not so. Maybe only the chargolus is going to roll in. It's only rolling on the side. It's being mechaber, the three mikvahs, which are on three different levels, three different plateaus.
It says that the sofa lipal thing in response to the question of how can you say that katafas is a chibur according to Rabbi Yudah in the case of the person with a dry well in the mikvah.
Yeah.
Where the mikvah itself, neither the mikvah itself nor the chibur has the full shear. So in that case, we say that you have to apply sofa lipo.
Rabbi Natam says that that katafras is no good to create a mikvah. But if you have already a mikvah 40 saw, to be mechaber, then katafras is good. I would over here, katafras is good even to create a mikvah. So he says here it's sofa lipo. But in the gimel gamamias, you don't need sofa lipo. That's what he means. Okay. Our case is sofa lipo. And how does this relate to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? In Avodah Zarah, there's a machlokes amoraim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes this Mishnah that's here on the first line in Gittin. Gemara has a shaila. We know that notzik v'katafres is not a chibur benegeah to mikvois. That's the Mishnah Taris. What would you say benegeah to Stam Yenam. What's the din of Stam Yenam? If a Nochri handles the yayin, if a Nochri touches yayin with his fingers, so then he asks the yayin, the machmer, that maybe the Nochri was Nogeh L'Shem Nisuch. The Chacham really prohibited Stam Yenam because it may lead to intermarriage. You shouldn't be the same, like they asked Bishalak, not they asked Pasak, because it may lead to, the same, may lead to intermarriage. So if it would only be the chashash of intermarriage, it would have only been Asa Bishtiya Mutabano. But then they added on another, an additional chashash. Taisa says, if they would just make the gzeira of Stam Yenam because of the chashash of Nisuch, they would never have made the gzeira, because it's so far-fetched that the Nochri is going to be Menasa. The answer is no. The chashash of Bnei Seim was a real chashash. They were afraid that drinking Goyish wine is going to lead to intermarriage, and that's what they wanted to aser intermarriage. So they asked Bishtiya. So once they asked Bishtiya, so to add on that it should also be aser mana because of the far-fetched chashash of Nisuch, that they had a right to do. Milzal l'shchicha l'gazbe abanon, you have no right to make a gzeir because of the far-fetched chashash. Once you're making a gzeir already because of a real chashash, then you can add on additional chumras to tighten it up because of far-fetched chashashes. Okay? That's what Tosis develops a klal in making gzeiras the rabbanon. So the chacham made a gzeir the rabbanon. So let's say if a nochri is taking a sip of stam yenam, so his lips are touching. There is a bill. Let's say the big bottle of kosher wine. And nochri starts sipping it, so his lips are touching the wine. So that since all of the wine in the canteen, all the wine in the container is one big chibur, it's on the chuba yachad, it's not so good, katakris, it's all in the container. And his lips are touching, so that's also maga. His feet are touching, hands are touching, lips are touching. So all of the wine becomes asa. So the Gemara has a shaila, what if the wine is not sitting still in a container, be'eshboren? What if the wine is either a natzik or a katakris? Let's say someone is pouring wine, a Jew is pouring wine, and a nochri touches the flow of the wine in the air. Natzik. Natzik is aver all over the place, and the nochri touches part of the wine. We just say that natzik chibur, so he even asks all the wine, if the Jew who is pouring the wine on top stops pouring, and the nochri touched the flow of the wine while it was flowing in the air, would you say that natzik chibur is that even the wine inside the container also becomes asa? The Gemara has a machlekes hamaroyim about that, whether we paskin not a chibur or not a gain a chibur. A machlekes Rashi and the Rabbi in the Tam, how you paskin? Whether you should paskin not a giz chibur or not a giz not chibur. So what does the Gemara say there in Avodah Zarah? The Gemara wants to be medayik from the Mishnah. That not a katafres ain a chibur. Now you can't be medayik anything. Ain a chibur ben yigit to mikveh. What's the din to get this time yenim? There's no right one way or the other. Can't be medayik anything from the Mishnah. So the Gemara just quotes the Mishnah to introduce the question. You see, Benegev to Mikvah is not some Katav, it's not a Chibur. What would you say Benegev to Stamir? So the Gemara has a comment on a situation. Tosis quotes. He the Mashma prepared Basra Davar Izor Dafayim Besim Bes. That what Vuhod Diye Kosom Gabi Kusi Anochri Da'anat Yodei Abbas Gishto Ba'asrei Rove L'Kulei Chamra. What happened? Well, they have some kind of a, what's the system of Bas Gishto? Like the Ganovim, he used to steal gasoline from the cars. So they have, if you take an empty container, and you take a straw, and you start, so you put the straw, years ago, they didn't have locks on the automobiles. So you can open up someone else's gas tank, can unscrew the thing. They have a screw on that the gasoline shouldn't fall out. So years ago there was no lock, so you can open up someone else's gas tank, unscrew the thing, put in a straw, and start suctioning out, make a vacuum, and then the liquid will start to come up, and then if the container that you're holding is lower than the container in the car, so all the gasoline is going to go out. So that's why they had to introduce locks on the cars, and no one should be able to steal my gasoline, my petroleum. So that's why they had such a system by the wine also. If you have all the wine in one container, you want to move the wine to another container, so you have such a system, a gishto, a bas gishto. Rashi describes such a system. You have a straw, and you start suctioning until the wine is flowing into this container. So if the new container is lower than the old container, so you'd be able to get all of the wine out, if the straw goes to the bottom of the wine. If the new container is on the same level as the old container, so it'll be half and half. So the wine will go out to the new container until it'll be on the same level. So the Gemara has such a situation that the wine was in the midst of moving from one container to the other, and this system was the suctioning with the straws, and the Nachri touched the wine. Anach Yadei Abbas Gisht, the Nachri touched some of the wine. So Asri Rova Lukuli Chamra. And Rova acid all of the wine. So the Gemara, but it's all Natsuk, everything is moving. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, you see from Rava's Psak that he thinks Natsuk Chibur. So Tosef asks the Kasha, how do you see Natsuk Chibur? Tosef's time is that Natsuk is less than Katafris. The Rav Yudin says over here, and Raglu Shalvish and Nogas Bemayim, Ahosheni Tohar, is because it's Katafris, and that's because it's Natsuk. Natsuk, even Rav Yudin would say, is no good. If you have water flying in the air, you have Niagara Falls. Water flying in the air, that wouldn't be mitzarf to be mashlim the memso. The only thing that's mitzarf is a katafris. So Frek Taisa Kashem, the story with Rova with the gishto, bas gishto, that's a katafris. So how do they prove? Avagav tohas mahavi katafris. The wine is flowing on top of the side of the straw. So how did the Gemara prove that Rova even holds not a keeper? Maybe you can just prove that katafris is a keeper. So Taisa says no. The whole reason why there's a difference between a nasik and a katafris, it makes sense that the katafris is so falipo. All of the water is going to roll in over here. That's a raglov shalvisha nogas b'mayim. So the water on the body of the rishon is going to roll down into the mikvah. And then I say katafris is better than nasik. But over here, the story with Rava was, Avgav das mavi katafris. How did they prove nasik? Chibah diyek shapur nasik avachibah. Why? The cave in the mash and Nagama Kusid behind the Seha El Young ain't so for Lipo Batechachov is Kimish Rosh Ech Munach Al Gishta, Lachel Yadif Min Natsuk. He said the only time we say Katafris is more reason to say that it's a Chibur is if it's so for Lipo to fall into the bottom thing. But if it's not so for Lipo not, then the story with Rava was that the Nochri touched the wine, he touched that part of the wine that was not going to be so for Lipo into the bottom container. So if he says that such a katafra saiba chibur, then who had the nami? Natsuk is also chibur. That's what Taisa suggests. Okay. Okay. Did everybody finish eating? So we got a bench. We just finished eating before we started. How many Kohanim are there? 2 Kohanim in the Shiri.